And yeah, and we didn't really do anything else last night. We watched This Is Us, Million Little Things, you know, caught up on that. I think Grey's Anatomy, Station 19. We caught up on all our stuff. And I do watch Good Doctor as well, Big Fatty, in case you were wondering. Tonight, I do not have Mix Minus, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Mark has an install for work from probably 8 to 9, 8 to 10, something like that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I do watch Big Fatty, in case you were wondering.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 37-07 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of April, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, you know, it's Lurker Week. Big Fatty, did some lurkers come out? Well, maybe. Week I did. Oh, Big Fatty had a squeaky chicken. It's true. Yes. Y'all, your kangaroos this week, because old Big Fatty, he didn't forget the Captain Kangaroo music that was going to become the new tradition. And so, y'all, I think that, you know, now that I've done it twice, you know, yes, Big Fatty, so nice. You did it twice. And let's see if you remember it next week. Well, we'll see. But anyway, y'all, if Captain Kangaroo, if that doesn't get your toe tapping, you're Big Fatty, you better go see a podiatrist.
It's time for Fatty's Lurker Report. It's time for Fatty's Lurker Report. Come on, lurkers, tell us why you're still listening to this train wreck of a little show where we just hear about Fatty's colon contents and gentleman callers and batshit crazy friends. It's time for Fatty's Lurker Report. Come on, show yourselves, you cowards.
Big Fatty, what was that? Oh, but y'all, okay. Big Fatty, I'm gonna choke that chicken. Oh, it sounds like I just did. Y'all, we had a lurker. We had a lurker, and y'all, we I had said I didn't have any lurker bumpas. Well, y'all, I don't know how to tell you this. I got 3 lurker bumpas yesterday, so y'all are gonna have to have a couple more lurkers de-lurk so you can hear those other ones. Y'all, that one that you just heard is from that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Oh, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, if that won't get you to de-lurk to find out to what the other two lurker, what do you call them, bumpas are, then there ain't nothing. y'all, what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I'm gonna tell you about the lurker. Y'all, this is an unusual lurker, but y'all, I've met this lurker at Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all, it's Rick. And Rick says, Rick Party, de-lurking, I've been listening to the BFO since 2008 or 2009. Big Fatty, that's since the beginning. And I met you in Lost Wages. You may remember the bacon scoff or the Afghan I made in the Bayer flag colors. Really enjoy listening to your nattering every day. Going back to lurking mode now. Permission granted to read on your little show, Lurker Rick. Well, first of all, Rick, thank you so much for de-lurking. It's always lovely to hear from folks. And Rick, I do remember meeting you out there in the Lost Wages. And you know, I have two of those bacon scoffs. I know that Gavin made me one of them, and I could never remember who the other one was made by, and now I know. And Rick, you did make me the Afghan, but it wasn't in the Baya. It wasn't in the Baya flag colors. It was in the leather flag colors, the black and blue, and with the red heart and the white stripe. Yes, Big Betty, the horror colors. It's true. So, Rick, thank you so much for that. Just you know, if you want to just come back and de-lurk this time every year, I just love it. Big Fatty, I think it's just lovely. Is just lovely. It's true. Very happy because we had a lurker. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all have a couple of things. On Sunday, I forgot to mention that young Nicholas stopped by on Sunday, y'all, and he stopped by to report that on Sunday he had gone fishing. I guess he was in a boat, or I don't know what the hell he was in. Maybe he was sitting on the dock of the bay. But y'all, he caught a fish, and I don't know what happened with the fish, but y'all, the fish knocked his into the canal. So y'all, he hadn't had an for several days now, and y'all, he had to, maybe this was on Saturday, I don't know, but anyway, he's had several days without an iron, and, y'all, he's been dealing who does he have? Does he have the T-Mobile? Yes, Big Fatty, maybe, or he either has the T-Mobile or the Verizon, I don't know for sure, but y'all, I'm happy to report, a new phone has arrived, and we'll tell you more about that in a minute. Y'all, on Monday, y'all, I had to delay my nipple walk on Monday because the rain was coming down, and so y'all, I was delayed in going out on my nipple walk, but y'all, I went out in my new walking shoes. Y'all, put the arch support in them, and y'all, they're wonderful, just wonderful, and I'm happy about that. Y'all also, I don't know that I've mentioned this to you or not, but y'all, you know, my last will and testament. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you need to update that. Do you need my social security number? No. Y'all, at the homosexual wedding, the weekend before, my counselor, my attorney, my counselor attorney, who helped me with the first will, y'all, he says, "Oh, Rick Fatty, don't we need to update your last will and testimony, because Miss Kitty is gone to glory?" I said, "Yes, thank you for calling." And so, because Miss Kitty was going to be my executor. And damn if he didn't want to do, he said, "No, I do not want to do that job." So, you know, he chose an interesting way to get out of it. But anyway, so y'all been updating my last will and testimony. with him, and I'm going to get a draft of it here soon, I'm sure. Anyway, that's something that's on the burner there. let's see. Y'all, Monday night? What did I do Monday night? Y'all, I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. Oh, young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by, and y'all, he's like a little lost puppy. Oh, Big Freddy, we love him when he's a little puppy. It's true. What did he do? He stopped by, and we visited for a little while, and then he headed out, and I caught up on the news and the Jeopardy, and y'all, the Hatlanta Braves are out there in the City of Angels, where Ian is out there the City of Angels, that Joe Batance, I think, is out there too. Big Fatty, he doesn't listen. Well, anyway, anyway, they're playing out there, so, you know, the start time was like, after 10 p.m. in the evening here at the villa, and I said, no, and so, y'all, it went down to the low 50s. I think it may have even nudged into the upper 40s, but I think we hit 50 or 51, and y'all, I had the windows open. Y'all, it was absolutely magnificent in the chamber. Big fail thing that made it better would have been a gentleman caller. Oh, Big Fatty, that chicken is still choked. Oh, Big Fatty, but y'all got up on Tuesday morning. followed the normal routine, had my coffee, did the Sudoku, read the paper, and I was off. I left Miss Gail King a little bit early today, because y'all, I was ready for that nipple walk, because y'all, it was absolutely gorgeous, just gorgeous on the nipple walk. Did the big circle, came back, y'all got my share. I had to get ready, cause Hortensia came, and y'all, the villa just smells. Yes, Big Betty, it smells less like your farts and more like Clorox. Well, that's true. anyway, y'all, while Hortensia was here, the Nep and I, we went over to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I picked up a few things there, and y'all, I've got a tree in my backyard that's right at the end of my visitor parking space, and y'all, it's dead as a doornail. So y'all, the Sam's Club had these kind of, y'all, they look like these pencil trees that you see out in Beverly Hills, but these are only about 3 feet tall. Now, granted, it'll probably grow, but they were fairly reasonably priced, I thought. So y'all, I got two of them, and I'm going to replace. I'm going to get that get Durwood to bring his buzz saw over here. And we're going to cut that tree down, y'all, then I'm going to get young Nicholas to help me plant those new pencil evergreens out there. And y'all, I've never liked that tree. I've never liked it. after we got back from the Sam's Club, Hortensia wasn't quite finished, but once she finished, y'all, we headed over and had supper, with Olive, y'all, it was a lovely dinner. We all had a 10-ounce steak, ribeye, with jacket potatoes and broccoli, and y'all, it had a steak butter, with blue cheese and Bafrin, mixed in with it. And y'all, it was absolutely magnificent. And y'all also on Monday night recorded the LFC with old Vader. I'm sure you've already heard that by now. But anyway, and y'all, I'll have a little bit more to say about that on Tamari's little show. But y'all, oh no, Big Fatty, you forgot. Y'all, there was something in the little mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make-A-Wish.
Actually, y'all, there's a cat. Y'all, it's in a yellow envelope. Y'all, it's from that Laughing Buddha. And y'all, it's just, y'all, I think it might be a resurrection card or something. Let's just see what Big Fatty, we don't need to hear anything about your erections or your resurrections. Big Fatty, you're right. Y'all, it's Snoopy wearing the bunny ears and that little yellow bird Woodstock in bunny ears. And it says, happiness is having someone like you to wish a happy Easter to. Big Fatty, is that sweet? And it says, Big Fatty. Oh, no, it says Big Fatty. Wishing you a happy Easter, XOXO, Mark, a.k.a. the Laughing Buddha in St. Paul, Minnesota. It says, Dear Big Fatty, let's see how long this card takes to reach you by the United States Postal Service. I am mailing this on the evening of April the 13th. All right, so y'all, it came on Monday in Monday's mail. So that means it came on the on the 18th. So 5 days. So you know, nowadays I guess that's about par for the course. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I'll put a picture of that kid up on the www later today. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. I was going to play a voice letter, but now I don't have time to play a voice letter, so I'm going to go back and tell you. Y'all, Veda is going up there to the Alexa, and I told him he needed to get in touch with Tim in the Alexa, and he said, I don't know Tim, and I said, well, you still need to get in touch with him, and because he wants to go to Mad Myrna's. And Big Fatty, well, who made Myrna mad? I don't know, but, it could have been Patty Bacon. I don't know. Anyway, Tim, Veda's coming up there. Big Fatty, I think he's probably planning a trip to, Cambodia, whenever Veda's going to be there. Well, we don't know when Veda's going to, oh, it doesn't matter. Tim's Johnny on the spot on coming up with conflicts for things. Well, I got nothing. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. And lurkers, you need to reach out to Big Fatty. I know everybody wants to hear those other two brand new lurker bumpers. So, lurkers, grab your Easter eggs and call in or send Big Fatty an e-letter. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, just out of curiosity, when you're there at your mansion alone, what do you do?
And I do watch Big Fatty, in case you were wondering.
Oh, you watch him? Are you a peeping geek?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.